Hello everyone, here is Il Vittoriano, or to give it its full name, the Victor Emmanuel II Monument. So they began building it in 1885, and it took half a century to finish, partly because they ran out of money in the First World War. So Italy only united in 1861, and the Italian state didn't even control Rome until 1870, when the French troops withdrew. So it was decided they should make something to commemorate this. Now, some people considered ideologically unsound, backward-looking, and a horrific waste of money, considering a lot of people living in dire poverty, particularly in southern Italy. But Mussolini, when he came to power as Prime Minister in 1922, insisted on pushing ahead with it. It says, you know, right up high the legends, fatherland united, free citizens, and so on. You see the quadriga, as in the chariot pulled by four horses, and the goddess of victory on either one. So it's obviously very much redolent of the magnificence of ancient Rome. And you have all sorts of heroes standing there, these winged maidens and whatever, these soldiers, also known as the Altar of the Fatherland. And of course, many Italians died fighting the Austrians, but the Austrians were often other Italians. Not all Italians wanted to be united and had a much stronger identity as Venetians or whatever, or Tuscans or Bolognese or Sicilians or Neapolitans. So there are various referenda of dubious legitimacy and fairness held in various regions of Italy to ratify this decision, their absorption. Look at the winged lions and so on. So a lot of symbols like from classical mythology. And you can see there, and who's that? Like that goddess there. And up there, slightly behind the flag, I'm sorry, a bad angle, that is Victor Emmanuel II. He's obviously king of Sardinia Piedmont, so it's a very northwest corner of Italy. Some Italians didn't really regard it as an Italian at all. And so that the standard dialect of Italian comes from that version of Italian. And obviously into the early 20th century, some Italians could not speak standard Italian. And there was still illiteracy until, say, the 1970s. I'm only a tiny bit of it. The last few elderly illiterates died in the 1970s. And I can't remember, was it Cavour said, first we've made Italy, now I must make Italians, as in state building. So well into the mid-20th century, not everybody agreed with it all. That's it. And you can go in, there's a museum, and then right at the top, you can't really see from this angle, there's a room which will give you a panorama over Rome. And so this is the focal point for various march pasts. The fascist era, 1922 to 43, used it a lot. And these days, there is Republic Day, I think 24th of April. So that's the final downfall of the fascists in the end of the Second World War, although, you know, Mussolini wasn't captured and shot till... Well, actually, he was shot just before that, about 19th of April, while Hitler committed suicide next day. I think the last fascist forces surrendered 24th of April, 1945. Or indeed Republic Day, 2nd of June, when they had that plebiscite to abolish the monarchy, and 4th of November, Armed Forces Day, remembering Vittorio Veneto. That's when the armistice was signed by Austria-Hungary, Italy's main enemy in the First World War, fighting in northeastern Italy. So I'll give you a bit of a panorama of what's around here. Behind is the Capitoline Hill, one of the seven hills of ancient Rome, coming onto Piazza di San Marco, because St. Mark is the patron saint of Venice, and that was the cardinal of St. Mark's Basilica, i.e. Venice, was there. Look, there's a little basilica for St. Mark, as in a special church. And that's where he lived when he came to Rome. He was in Venice a lot of the time. But as you can see, it's a nodal point for traffic. And there in the background, you see Trajan's column, okay? To remember the Emperor Trajan, his victory over the Dacians. We now call them Romanians. And then they're telling the story of it. And then at the top, they actually put St. Peter in Christian times with this halo. That's why Traian, as in Trajan, is a very popular name in Romania. See all these domed churches. I would like to go up at some time, made in all this splendiferous marble, luminous in the moonlight. Okay, and they're the Italian flags, obviously, the tricolour. And they used to, until the 1920s, had that other symbol in the middle of it, that white cross on a red field. That was removed, and the fascists from 1943 to 45, they had their eagle symbol on it, and it's been removed after 1946 when Italy became a secular state. Okay, right. So, and that's coming around to, that's Palazzo Venezia there. You see? Okay, finish off now.